hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congress carried out its duty to formalize the 2024 election results today, the final step before President-elect Trump takes office in 2 weeks. Vice President Kamala Harris, who lost to Trump, presided over the tally, told reporters today marked a return to order after the U.S. riots at the Capitol 4 years ago.
Was about what should be the norm and what the American people should be able to take for granted, which is that one of the most important pillars of our democracy is that there will be a peaceful transfer of power.
The death toll rising from the latest winter storm that stretches from the Midwest and south to the Northeast. Officials say two died in Missouri, two others in Kansas. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau formally announced today he'll step down in March, he says in hopes of ending the stalemate in Parliament. An attack in the West Bank today killed three Israelis. Authorities say gunmen opened fire on a bus carrying Israelis. Three others were injured in that attack. This is ABC News. President Biden met with Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez at the White House today. The U.S. has supported Gonzalez's claims that he defeated President Nicolas Maduro in last July's elections. Maduro's government refusing to release voting counts to prove that he won. Maduro will be sworn in for his third term as president on Friday. With recent warnings about alcohol consumption, some are wondering if a dry January is enough.
Abstaining from alcohol for a month seems like a good idea, but Dr. Elizabeth Komen, a medical oncologist at NYU Langone Health, isn't convinced it's the best way to keep a check on your drinking.
My concern about dry January is what happens February 1st. We need to be honest about the lifestyle changes we can realistically make. And if we go cold turkey on something, what happens for the rest of the months of the year?
Because of its link to several types of cancer, the Surgeon General recently advised putting warning labels on alcohol.
ABC, Sherry Preston, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Have you ever lifted a piece of furniture only to discover the carpet underneath looks brand new while the rest of it looks, well, not brand new? That's when you realize you need new carpet. At the Home Depot, we have a wide selection of all the top brands. Best of all, installation is included. So all you need to do is choose something that matches your style. Start your carpet project today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Installation included with qualifying purchases. Exclusions apply. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayland. Governor Tony Evers wants to give Wisconsin voters more power by requiring the legislature to create a statewide binding referendum process.
Since I took office, Republican legislators have repeatedly ignored the will of the people of Wisconsin, a majority of whom support proposals like restoring Roe and access to safe legal abortion, legalizing and taxing marijuana like we do alcohol, funding our public schools, and implementing common sense gun safety reform, among many other issues.
Those same Republican lawmakers who continue to hold majorities in the Senate and Assembly would need to approve the plan, which Evers will include in his proposed state budget. The deaths of three people in New Lisbon is now classified as a homicide investigation.
A woman, now identified as 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba, was found dead along with two girls ages 12 and 13 on Monday at a home in the Juneau County community of about 1,700 residents. New Lisbon Police Chief Kyle Walker identified Kolba in a news release along with the ages of the two girls. 47-year-old Virgil Thew is identified as a person of interest in the deaths. He should be considered armed and dangerous. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Democrat Tammy Baldwin was sworn in Friday for another term as one of Wisconsin's U.S. senators. Baldwin says fighting the opioid crisis continues to be one of her top priorities.
With fentanyl still claiming the lives of way too many of our neighbors and loved ones, we have serious work to do to secure our border and get our communities the tools they need to combat this crisis.
Baldwin won her third term to the U.S. Senate by defeating Republican challenger Eric Hovde in November's election. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's say you're presented a stock which yields a guaranteed 82% return. You'd put your money in it, right? That magical stock is called Farm Radio, and for our advertisers, it is pure gold. 82% of farmers listen to their trusted farm radio station at least 4 days a week. The moral of the story? Farm Radio pays dividends, and both the listener and the advertiser lived happily ever after. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Just a smidge warmer today. Under partly cloudy skies, high temperatures will reach the low 20s. But feisty winds still gusting out of the north up to 25 miles per hour is really making it feel more like the teens. Tonight, temperatures flirt with the single digits, and for tomorrow, return to the low 20s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 21.
And good to have you with us here for AOA. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, as we got a lot to get to on our program here today. Coming up, we're going to take a look at markets in just a moment with Tommy Grisafi from Nesvik Trading Group. Get an idea of how these markets are shaping up to start the week ahead of a key USDA report coming up on Friday. In segment two, we've seen a pretty wild weekend for weather across the U.S. with everything blizzard warnings to ice storm warnings and severe thunderstorms and more stretching from the plains to the mid-Atlantic here to kick off the week. DTN meteorologist John Baranek's going to join us for a look at what is happening with the weather, the impacts. We'll touch on some of the dryness concerns in South America that are continuing to develop and more. All that coming up here in segment two. Then after the bottom of the hour, we are going to get a preview of Commodity Classic heading to Denver for 2025 in the early part of March. It's going to happen over a weekend and into the start of a week as well. Some interesting date changes there. Rob Schaefer is one of the co-chairs for this year's Commodity Classic. He's from Illinois. We're going to talk with Rob coming up here in segment three today. Then we'll take a look at news headlines here at the end of the program. Sounds like there's going to be a push here early in the new Congress for year-round E15 that failed to get included in that end-of-year continuing resolution. We're going to take a look at that story and others in segment four today. Well, as we start off the week, we see plenty of green on the screen in the grains and oil seeds in the stock market and more. This after a pretty big downturn on Friday's trade. Let's talk about it. Joining us now, Tommy Grisafi with Nesvik Trading Group. Tommy, good to have you with us on AOA today. How are you?
Oh, good to be here. Enjoying spending time up here in the great north. Landed in North Dakota last night and excited for these markets today. I know some clients were bummed out, felt like they missed the last chance to ever sell grains in 2025, and that's just not the case. We are in a full-blown weather market coming out of the weekend looking at Argentine weather. Now, add to that, outside markets on fire looking at the stock markets. Dow up 300, but throw the NASDAQ down for 300 also. Seeing some good signs in copper and other things. So a lot of A lot of excitement here. First full week of commodity trading, but I believe we have an abbreviated day Thursday to honor President Carter, who recently passed at 100 years old. So I think banks are closed. I know grains are closing early. We have to get the lowdown on that schedule. But folks, if you have risk to manage, let's get it done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so that when this big bad USDA report comes out Friday, we're not making decisions based out of panic.
Well, and that's a good point, Tommy. As you look at this trading here early in the week, you know, I think a lot of traders themselves and funds getting back to their desks on Monday. So that might be a bit of an influence here on some of this money flow. But I mean, to your point, we're getting soybeans back near the $10 handle and Jan beans here on Monday's trade. Corn is up, you know, 5 to 7 cents, getting into that 460 range. I mean, these are some pretty solid levels, it seems like, for maybe some farmers selling to come back in here, Tommy.
Yeah, definitely actionable levels. The second I get off the show with you, and thank you for having me on, I'm going to send out some texts to clients and say, hey, just check your local cash markets. Up here in North Dakota, it's minus 10 degrees. A lot of times when it gets cold out, we get a real nice bid into these cash markets as folks, you know, they don't really feel like going out in this weather. And so sometimes that's when you get that extra nickel or dime. You add what happened to the market here. And then on top of that, you put the government money. Things are not great in agriculture, but they're definitely less bad. There was a point last August where things looked really bad for multiple years. We're slowly moving out of that, but we have to put our risk management hat on, Jess, and start thinking about 2025. I can explain to you why 2024 wasn't too bad with bushels, with spread improvement, basis improvement. Well, the bushels, number one, that just steals the show. I don't care who you're working with in grain marketing. Work with nobody. Throw a dart at the board. If you have the bushels, things will be okay or less worse. Now, there are people listening to the show in that Minnesota area and some areas that didn't have great bushels. That's a problem. When you don't have the bushels and you have a down price year, that stinks because you're not in the crop insurance level. You don't have the bushels. That upsets you. But the United States government said we had a record crop or real close to record crop, and they're gonna talk about that on Friday. I guess my question to you and something to ask all these great analysts you have on your show all week, where the heck did all these bushels go, Jess? Where did they go? Is it demand? Were they not there? I know it where I live in Valparaiso, Indiana. Now I spend a lot of time in Nashville by you, but it was really hot the end of August and beginning of September. And farmers I work with in Northwest Indiana and Northern Illinois, where they start growing corn again, south of all the homes, they said, you know what? This was not good finishing weather. So maybe, just maybe, the USDA is a little bit behind. They're lowering yield. Maybe the market already figured that out. I don't know. Interesting times ahead here.
It is a good question that I think we're going to maybe get some answers to on Friday's report, no doubt. Tommy, we got about 2 minutes here. I just want to ask you, you mentioned the stocks, some good moves there. The dollar pulling back a bit after we hit some pretty lofty levels last week. What's the impact of some of this broader economic movement on the ag sector? What do you think?
Well, what caught my attention last night when I was on the plane was X blew up with the possible resignation of Trudeau. That affected the Canadian dollar, which affects our dollar. Of course, they're one of our greatest trading partners, if not our greatest trading partner. They have so many people who live, a majority of their population lives within an hour of America. So keep an eye on Canada this week. Keep an eye on India. All our trading partners, you know, we say what you want about America, but the dollar is still the most number one traded currency out there. And it affects how things flow, especially in energies and all types of commodities. So that strong dollar would have someone concerned. But when you look at the quote board today, this quote board's good. We haven't even talked about cattle. I know we got like a minute left, but cattle doing cattle things, live cattle up 180, feeders up 180. Cold weather probably affecting the critters, right? But not everything's perfect over there in that meat sector. The hog market's rolled over, and that has people I know who raise hogs extremely concerned. A lot of risk there to manage when it comes to hogs. So optimism, first big trading week of the year, and money's looking for a home, my friend.
Well, that's a good point there. Cattle just continue to surge. It doesn't seem like there's an end in sight here in that cattle market's going to be one to watch here this first quarter, I think, of 2025. Tommy, great to have you with us. And you are now with Nesvik Trading Group, too, and Ag Bull Media. Should mention that. If folks want to reach out to you, have a conversation, what's the best way to get in touch, Tommy?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to the Ag Bull website, www.agbull.com. There's a nice little QR code. I'm the easiest guy in the whole world to get a hold of Ag Bull's social media or Ag Bull website. Thanks, my friend.
You bet. Tommy Grisafi with Nesvik Trading Group and Ag Bull Media joining us here today on AOA. Good to have him with us here. Taking a look at the markets and what we are seeing across a start of the week with plenty of green on the screen in the grains and oil seeds in particular. All right, coming up next, we had a pretty wild weekend of weather in the U.S., and that's continuing to start the week. Plus, what about some dryness development in Argentina and Brazil? We are going to get some answers on that. John Baranek, DTM meteorologist, will join us next here on AOA.
Kids today live in a world full of social pressure, bullying, and substance abuse. LEAD has a solution. LEAD connects law enforcement agencies with schools to deliver tested, proven, and effective anti-drugs and violence training to kids. Learn more about LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, and our work to create safer, healthier communities at leadrugs.org or on social media at WeAreLEAD. Sponsored by LEAD, Inc.
By the time you're done listening to this ad, nearly a dump truck's worth of plastic will have made it into the ocean. Plastic has become a useful part of our everyday lives, but it's polluting the air, water, and soil that all life needs to survive. This is a human problem that can be solved with human action, but it's going to take all of us, from individuals to businesses to governments and everyone in between. Help create a cleaner future for both people and nature. Visit wwf.earth/plastics.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Well, depending on what part of the country you live in, you either have a foot of snow on top of you right now, or maybe a sheet of ice, or might have saw some severe weather here over the weekend. And for most folks, you're seeing pretty cold temperatures to start off the week, as well as there's a pretty significant Arctic chill that has moved in behind this rather massive weather system that's worked through the U.S. here over the weekend and is continuing to impact some folks here to start the week. Let's talk about it. Joining us now, DTN meteorologist John Baranek is with us. John, happy new year. It's good to talk with you again, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, back in the new year, I'm doing good. You know, after the haze of the holidays here, we're back in the saddle. We're at it again. And geez, that system over the weekend was no joke, Jesse. You look at some of the the reports we've got out from the storm system now. I mean, northeast Kansas, the northeast quadrant, really, and kind of into northwest Missouri got the worst of it so far. It's not done yet, but it got the worst of it so far. Plenty of spots out there that got over a foot of snow. And then, you know, you talked about the sheet of ice kind of to the south of this band of snow out there. And, you know, some of us got lucky. I was one of them, actually. You know, up in Minnesota, it's usually not the case. Usually we're getting in on something. But I guess it's the cold that I get to deal with here. But at least for me, it's not for long. But these areas here that are seeing the snow, that cold is going to stick around for a while. Usually we don't have a 6 to 12 inch snow cover in these areas for very long. So with that in place, this cold air is going to really kind of stick around for quite a while there.
Well, and you mentioned some of these areas that saw the snow won't have the snow cover nearly as long as other places typically do during the winter. And I think that's a key point to bring up here, because this system in general, I mean, whether it was rain, snow, ice, you name it, had a lot of water in it. And it's probably going to eventually help many places that have been getting drier and drier through the fall and into the winter months here. I mean, talk about that aspect of it, John.
Yeah, I'd say that. I mean, especially for northern Kansas and extreme southern Nebraska, that's the spot that really kind of won out, because they've had some drought issues there. You know, it's been kind of middling back and forth. They've had some okay precipitation here over the last couple of months, but not great. So that area definitely won out. But you know, the system mainly went through areas that don't have a ton of drought right now. I mean, if you look at the drought monitor map, southern Kansas, Oklahoma, all the way east through the Ohio Valley, there's hardly a speck on the map right now. And some of the heavier rainfall that went through the lower Mississippi Valley, that Delta region, also in areas that don't have a ton of drought right now. So, you know, it's kind of helped out the areas that didn't really need it. The areas that really need it are far southern Texas, and then up in the northwestern plains and kind of northern Midwest. So this system kind of cut right through the area that didn't really need it so much. I guess those folks on the East Coast will be enjoying it a bit if, you know, they can handle the snow and everything out there. They're not too keen on that in some of the Metroplex out there. But I mean, it's good to get some of the water into the river systems, though. I mean, it's definitely good for transportation up and down the Mississippi and exporting grain. That hasn't had issues for a while now. We've actually kind of bumped up those water levels on the Mississippi significantly enough where I don't think there's any real restrictions out there anymore. And as long as we keep continuing to have this active weather pattern, especially across the South, which looks like it'll be in the cards, that should continue to be the case.
DTN meteorologist John Baranek is with us here today on AOA. John, let's talk about that. Let's look ahead to this week. And I'm glad you brought up the active pattern, because I know one thing I saw in particular is that we could be seeing some snow chances in Texas here this week. Part of that reasoning is because we got this massive cold air that has moved into the country. But you made the point earlier that some folks up in the northern tier might not be seeing these cold temps stick around maybe all week long. So talk about this setup for us here this week.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit weird, Jesse. The storm track has definitely been pushed southward here for the rest of this week and next week as well. There's two big systems that I'm watching. One later this week, looks like it'll be developing in Texas on Thursday, maybe Wednesday night, but mostly Thursday, and then move its way eastward or east-northeast through the rest of the country here through early Saturday. The biggest areas we're looking at is from Texas and Oklahoma, kind of up through North Carolina and Virginia. That zone right there is having the kind of the worst conditions. We're going to be seeing plenty of snow, maybe some more freezing rain along with that. And models are mixed at how strong it'll be kind of as it moves through the southeast. But we could see some potential there for North Carolina and Virginia ending up with another round of freezing rain and heavy snow. So this system is definitely one to watch for those folks down there. Also areas that don't see a whole lot of wintry precipitation. It's hard to deal with that sometimes, even if it's just little bit of amounts, but we could see some heavy amounts of snow there in North Texas and Oklahoma into Arkansas and Tennessee. So watch out where you are, Jesse. We might be seeing some heavy snow around you as well. We'll keep our eyes on that. And then next week we might have one that kind of does something similar. But across the North, honestly, temperatures are going to be milder. I mean, they're cold right now, but after a couple of days, we've got this ridge out in Western Canada that's going to try and poke its way eastward through the Canadian prairies and actually bring in some warmer air. So while it'll feel a lot colder down south, it'll actually feel kind of mild across the Canadian prairies and northern tier of the country going through next week. You know, at least not super cold like it normally is in January. So better days ahead, I guess. We're just not going to get the precipitation with it. We'll get plenty of fronts and a couple of clippers and stuff to bring through some light precipitation, but nothing heavy, nothing enough to really impact that drought that continues to build across the northern tier.
All right, John, let's go to South America. And you and I have been talking about this for several weeks now, that been watching a little dryness in Argentina, and it's been expanding and expanding and expanding and getting into southern Brazil now, it looks like. And for the most part, we haven't been too concerned about this, but it at least appears to start off the new year, market traders are maybe a little concerned about the expanding dryness. So what's the latest you're seeing across South America right now?
Yeah, for the longest time, Jesse, it was just enough rain at just the right time to kind of hold off any concerns about production there in or crop health in Argentina and southern Brazil. You know, they go through some dry stretches and get a nice 1 to 2 inch rain event, and then they go through some more dry periods. And so it was just enough to keep soil moisture adequate. But, you know, we've started over the last week especially to really kind of dry out those soils in Argentina. Very little rainfall over the last week. Very little rainfall this week. And temperatures are rising this week. So we've got temperatures more in the 90s in some areas over 100 degrees there across the north, and just spotty showers across the south and west. So it's really starting to turn. We're finally, you know, this whack-a-mole game that we had been playing down there in Argentina of showers hitting when the dryness would pop up. That looks like that game's ending. And so we've got a lot more concern down there, especially in Argentina, but we're also going to see that in southern Brazil as well. And so, you know, it's interesting because even with this dryness kind of creeping up, you know, the reports we're getting out of there are spotty of issues. And if you look at some of the reports out of some of those countries, they're not seeing bad conditions yet, but man, this weather that's coming up is not going to be good for them. So while we don't see that concern immediately right now, that is coming up here over the next couple of weeks.
All right. And it's something that I know, in contrast, parts of, say, northern Brazil have continued to be inundated with rainfall, right? I mean, things have been really good in many other key areas of Brazil, John.
Yeah, and it's hard to have too much rainfall in central and northern Brazil. I mean, the soil quality is really poor, so it all drains really, really quickly. So flooding usually isn't a huge issue up there, even if they do get a ton of rain. It's really actually pretty good for those soybeans that are filling right now. The concern will be is that if that continues deeper into January, at the end of January, into February, and you know they're trying to harvest those soybeans and plant that corn, that's when it gets to be an issue. And so we'll see if that happens. Right now, if you look at some of the longer range weather models, it starts to dry out at the end of the month a little bit, at least, you know, not this super heavy rainfall that they've had over the last couple of weeks and over the next couple of weeks. We kind of take a step back, and that would actually be good for them. Continue to have the rain just a little bit, you know, more scattered than heavy. And that would make it easier to pull out those beans and plant that corn. Mm-hmm. So we'll be watching that to see if that actually comes to fruition or if indeed the wet conditions continue into February. That would be the concern going forward for them.
You can find more at dtnpf.com with that DTN meteorologist, John Baranek. Good to talk with you again, my friend. Thanks for being with us. Have a awesome week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. You too, Jesse. Always good to be on with you. Hope you dodge the snow.
I'm going to do my best. I got my snow scraper and brush ready, that's for sure. Coming up next, we're going to preview Commodity Classic 2025 with co-chair Rob Schaefer here on AOA.
Hey, I'm your mountain bike. Been a minute since we hit the trail. Why not roll me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that keeps us all moving. Donate today. On your left. To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Agriculture is a busy job and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this Double D update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk up 45 to 2102, March up 28 to 2050, April up 23 to 1997, May milk up 20 to 1950. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets had triple-digit gains on the day due to continued strength in demand and also strength in boxed beef prices. Hog markets closed higher on the day in many contracts on some short covering, with the exception of the nearby month, which had a triple-digit loss due to lower pork cutout values and continued concerns on demand. February live cattle up $1.15 to $129.20. January feeder cattle up $1.47 to $266.30. February hogs down $1.12 to $79.65. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans up mostly higher on the day as concerns of crop stress for corn and beans in Argentina and southern Brazil, with the forecast turning hotter and drier, helping to support corn and beans. Wheat markets mostly higher due to a drop in the U.S. dollar. March corn up 7 to 457 and 3 quarters. New crop up 4 and 3 quarters to 445 and a half. January beans up 11 and a half to 992 and a half. New crop up 4 and 3 quarters to 1013. March wheat up 11 and a quarter to 540 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, March up 12 and a half to 590 and a quarter.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
America's Farmers and Ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And thanks for sticking with us here on AOA as we continue today's program. Commodity Classic 2025 is right around the corner, and it's headed west this year. Going to be in Denver, Colorado, coming up here in the first part of March. Getting excited for what is going to happen at this year's Commodity Classic. Joining us now to give us a little preview, he's one of the co-chairs for this year's Commodity Classic, Rob Schaefer from Illinois. Rob, it's great to talk with you again, buddy. Happy New Year. How are you?
Yeah, it's good to be back in Illinois and not in having to listen to you via in China via the app. So, yes. No, and the good old snow hit, of course, Midwest. So, yes, everything's good.
I was going to say, did you get buried in snow in your neck of the woods, or you do it all right?
We were on the northern edge. So there's like, so I'm 15 miles north of Bloomington, Illinois, or State Farm headquarters. And we're about, we got about 2.5-3, but it's also just wet snow. So it's all compacted. But everything's open. I went out and went for a drive this morning to clear my truck off and check the cows quick. And we're all good. Yeah. No, we're a lot better off. We didn't get any of the ice and stuff they got down south of, say, I-70 in Illinois and Kentucky and Tennessee and stuff. So,
well, good to hear. Well, I know for most of all of us across the country at start this week, we're going to have to bundle up. Got some pretty cold temperatures and got to take care of those livestock and more. So we'll be thinking about that. Well, hey, I know thinking about, too, heading to Denver, Colorado for Commodity Classic this year and some date that I want to mention here, because I think this might be different for a few folks, is the timing on the calendar. Saturday, March 1st through Tuesday, March 4th is this year's Commodity Classic. Talk about that a little bit, because I think normally we're kind of sandwiched towards the end of a week, aren't we, Rob?
We did, yeah. This was picked 8 years ago, so we have to plan out 8 to 10 years. To give you an example, on the Classic Committee, we actually are booked out through 2034. And we're currently looking at 20 places to go in 2035 and 2036. So this was picked way back when, okay, the only time they could get to Denver, which this will be the second newest city. Okay, we were at Houston last year, was a brand new city for us. Then we're going to Denver. Okay, then we're getting back in the regular rotation. I say regular. Okay, we're going to Atlanta in 2028. We're going to Vegas after 2023 or 2030. I think it's 2031. So we are looking at different places. We will not, the goal is not to go west, go to California anymore, just because of the mountains and that kind of stuff. Getting big equipment in and out is a little challenging for everybody as far as the equipment people go. So that being said, we are going to be Sunday through Tuesday this time, which is where typically a Thursday through Saturday show. Going forward, we've also heard from our exhibitors that they don't like the Saturday hours, okay? So we're going to just be a Thursday, let's say a win. So going forward, we're going to be a Wednesday through Friday show. That way farmers, exhibitors can get their employees back on planes on Friday night. That way, and we got a lot of feedback. We always interview our clients, meaning the companies that present at the trade shows, and say, how can we do better? Okay. And they tell us how much, you know, the trade show falls off on Saturday mornings. So we've now switched that back to go to a Wednesday afternoon to going forward to a Friday. Okay. But for Denver, it's going to be Sunday from 3 to 6. Okay. As far as the trade show goes, their learning sessions will start at 1 o'clock on Sunday. On Sunday, there will be time for worship. Okay. And then we're doing something brand new called a pancake breakfast, kind of like a pancake and sausage breakfast for most of the people that from the Midwest for their fire departments or for, you know, the local fundraiser for the school, PTA, that kind of stuff. So we're going to have a fellowship time after we, you know, everybody goes to church and does their stuff there and then have a pancake deal. And then we're going to start right in with the learning sessions and or ASA has resolutions then. But the trade show will start at 3, go to 6, and then we'll be regular hours 8 to 5 on Monday, 8 to 3 on Tuesday. And then the general session, something else that'll be new, will be the general session will be from 3:30 to 5:30 on Tuesday afternoon. We're not sure who's going to come to that yet, or who our big speaker is or the keynote is just yet. We have invites out. Depends on who gets confirmed and that kind of stuff between now and then. If we do, if not, we'll drop back and try to find a good. We've got the opening person, but we don't have the actual keynote person yet. So.
Well, and thinking about this, just because the days of the week are different does not mean that there is a shortage of great learning sessions and much more. I mean, just looking at the schedule as it is right now, Rob, I mean, just a long list of opportunity for growers to hear from respected minds throughout agriculture, talking about just a host of different topics, right?
Yeah, we've got everything. The big thing last year was the FBI came in about, you know, different theft or identity things and that kind of stuff. So we we bring in a lot of, the committee spends a lot of time on the what we call early risers, okay, which is before the show starts for an educational opportunity, the learning centers itself, which is on the trade show floor, the mini what's new, and then what's new. We companies submit like new products or new, you know, pieces of equipment, that kind of stuff, or technology, and they submit that to the committee. The committee being the Commodity Classic Committee, which would be four ASA men or women, and NCGA four men or women, and then also we've got and these are board members also from National Wheat and also Sorghum. Okay, that we go through all of these, rank them, okay, and then go ahead, and then we extend invitations based off of that. Okay, trying to plan for the future. Big things are like trying to bring new farmers back. Okay, back to, because of the, you know, aging population of the farmer, trying to get new blood, you know, to take over, you know, our operations and that kind of stuff, or teaching them how to be successful. Okay, especially in today's climate. Okay, with the ag economy not being the best or what it was a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So we try to forward plan. Okay, and we don't direct what they submit to us, but it is a very in-depth process of saying, let's say we've got 40 different applications for maybe, you know, 15 or 18 slots. So it is a lot of debate and or diving in depth and trying to figure out which ones are best to go to the attendees of Commodity Classic.
Well, and looking at the schedule and all the different events and more, and of course for folks, you know, if they want to get registered, get their hotels, et cetera, I know that sooner rather than later would be best to get all that done, right, Rob?
That is correct. Yeah, the hotel blocks are still open. Okay, they are filling up fast. Okay, from the update I got last Friday, the biggest thing is, you know, to go to commodityclassic.com. We are downtown Denver. There's a lot of hotels literally right across the street from the convention center. The convention center is kind of cool. It's got a big, huge blue bear that looks like his hands or paws are up on the glass. Looks like he's trying to get into the convention center. It's a pretty cool place. A lot of people, you know, are going in skiing. Okay. Are going to go see the Nuggets or maybe the Avalanche play, 'cause you're literally half a mile away, from the ball arena, I should say. So there'll be a lot of things to do in Denver. And then I've actually skied in March, the first part of March out there before, when I was a lot skinnier and younger. But it's a wonderful time to be in Denver. Everybody, don't worry about it. They know how to, unlike, you know, Kentucky or Tennessee, they know how to handle snow. Okay. So it shouldn't be any problems getting in and out as far as that kind of stuff in the first part of March. So
Rob Schaefer, one of the co-chairs for Commodity Classic, with us here today on AOA. And again, commodityclassic.com for more. And Rob, we should mention too, we got just a couple minutes here quick, that the trade show itself, you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I know that is such a huge highlight for attendees every single year. I mean, talk about, from your point of view, the trade show and how it just seems to get bigger and better every year, Rob.
Yeah, we're 11 and a half acres under roof, okay, or carpeted, I should say, as far as the trade show floor. It's all on one level this year, okay? There's not two levels like there was in Houston, but everything's on one level, okay? We're taking the lunch off the trade show floor and moving it up to the third floor, which there's a wonderful escalator right out the back to get to it. And so the biggest thing I hear from the exhibitors are, and from a farmer standpoint, there's the CEOs or the engineers and that kind of stuff for Case or Deere or Fendt, okay, or AGCO, okay. The people that the decision makers on both sides, us the farmers, okay, that they were trying to sell to or get us to try stuff, and or us if we've got a problem. The biggest thing I've done is I didn't like the design of a hydraulic fill point for oil on my Case IH 340, okay. So I was able to go talk to a guy. He introduced me to the engineer, okay, who actually designed it up from Racine, Wisconsin. We were able to talk about it. I actually got the local guy to come out to see it, okay. He agreed. Maybe they could make it better, okay. That's the kind of stuff that you can get done. The people that you need to know, the CEOs, the CFOs, the people in leadership of these companies come to Classic, okay. It's only 5,500 roughly farmers, roughly. Okay, you get 11,000. It's very intimate. Okay, if you've never been compared to Farm Machinery Show, I love Farm Machinery Show. I love Farm Progress Show. Okay, mm-hmm. But you don't, to this one, you have to pay to go. It's a big investment. Okay, from a farmer standpoint of time, resources and also travel. Okay. But the exhibitors love it and keep coming back because the cream of the crop in agriculture is coming to Commodity Classic.
Well, and also with that, the cream of the crop, a lot of times, Rob, as we both know and a lot of folks know, we can tend to get some new equipment that gets debuted at Commodity there on the show floor. So that is going to be something we'll be watching for as well this year. CommodityClassic.com, headed to Denver, Colorado for 2025. And definitely want to get those registrations in and hotels and more. Rob Schaefer, one of the co-chairs for this year's Commodity Classic. Rob, appreciate you being on with us. And I know we'll for sure talk again at least a couple of times, I bet, ahead of Commodity. So thanks again, Rob. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, appreciate your time, sir. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Rob Schaefer, one of the co-chairs for this year's Commodity Classic, headed to Denver, Colorado. All right, coming up next, we're going to close out the show. We'll take a look at news headlines. Year-round E15. Sounds like that's going to be a top priority for the new Congress, among other things. We'll take a look at that story and more coming up next here on AOA Agriculture of America.
Are you looking? Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Worth of plastic will have made it into the ocean. Plastic has become a useful part of our everyday lives, but it's polluting the air, water, and soil that all life needs to survive. This is a human problem that can be solved with human action, but it's going to take all of us, from individuals to businesses to governments and everyone in between. Help create a cleaner future for both people and nature. Visit wwf.earth/plastics.
Kids today live in a world full of social pressure, bullying, and substance abuse. LEAD has a solution. LEAD connects law enforcement agencies with schools to deliver tested, proven, and effective anti-drugs and violence training to kids. Learn more about LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, and our work to create safer, healthier communities at leadrugs.org or on social media at WeAreLEAD. Sponsored by LEAD, Inc.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms, and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA. Well, an early push for national year-round E15 sales is expected as a new Congress and administration are seated. Legislative efforts fell short in the last Congress, but gave national year-round E15 sales new momentum. Iowa Senator and farmer Chuck Grassley has already been in touch with House Speaker Mike Johnson.
And I text to him why we need E15 year-round, and I included in that text that even oil companies would agree to it because it's very difficult to have 8 states having one mixture and the other 42 states another mixture.
And Grassley and other ethanol state lawmakers sponsored bipartisan E15 legislation in the last Congress, also included in a failed version of a short-term government funding bill. At the Renewable Fuels Association, CEO Jeff Cooper says year-round sales are needed to soak up a bumper corn crop.
The quickest way to increase demand for corn and value for corn is to let more of it go into the ethanol industry. And for that to happen, we need to have the marketplace allow more ethanol into the fuel supply. So that's where E15 becomes critically important.
And despite record or near record ethanol exports,
we're going to need to see even higher levels of ethanol exports and, frankly, higher levels of domestic consumption here through E15 and other higher blends.
And also demand from developing markets like sustainable aviation fuel propelled by a hoped-for 45Z clean fuel tax credit. Well, Friedrich Merz, a German conservative leader, is considered the front runner to become the country's next chancellor. He wants the European Union to make another attempt at a free trade deal once Donald Trump is back in the Oval Office. Merz says, quote, "We need a positive agenda with the U.S., which would benefit both American and European consumers. A new European-American joint free trade initiative could halt a dangerous spiral of tariffs," end quote. Now, the Financial Times says it's not clear what kind of reaction he'll get from Washington. Trump halted negotiations on the transatlantic trade and investment partnership once a planned trade agreement between the EU and U.S. Now, Trump made the decision soon after taking office and imposed tariffs on European imports in a sign of potential disagreements in the months ahead. President-elect Trump warned that the U.S. would impose tariffs on EU goods unless it bought more American oil and gas. So, interesting comments there, something that we're going to have to watch in the weeks and months ahead. China's approved 5 gene-edited crop varieties and 12 types of genetically modified soybeans, corn, and cotton. Reuters reporting the expanded approvals are intended to boost high-yielding crops, reduce the need for imports, and ensure Chinese food security. The Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs awarded safety certificates to the 17 crop varieties, according to a document on its website. The approved gene-edited crops include 2 soybean varieties and 1 each of wheat, corn, and rice. Now, China mostly imports GM crops like corded soybeans for animal feed while cultivating non-GM varieties for food consumption. Many Chinese consumers remain concerned about the safety of GM food crops. A ministry document says the safety certificates for the newly approved varieties are valid for 5 years, starting from December 25th of 2024. China has also approved importing an insect-resistant and herbicide-tolerant GM soybean variety from the German firm BASF exclusively as a processing material, the ministry added. Well, when will the beef herd rebuild start? That's a big question that remains as we get into 2025. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension livestock economist David Anderson says coming into 2024, the beef cow herd was at a 63-year low, which was the smallest beef cow inventory since 1961.
We really just don't have much evidence of expansion starting, and I think that's for some good reasons. One, certainly take a look at the drought monitor and look how dry it has been, particularly a lot of Texas, but a lot of parts of the rest of the country as well. Drought really holds back our ability to expand, even when prices say there's an opportunity. And I think the other thing is economics, you know, that costs are higher. Interest rates are higher. And so even though we have very high calf prices relative to our costs don't look as good as they did a decade ago the last time we expanded. And so, you know, we got drought and we got some economic reasons that we haven't seen expansion yet.
He says he'll be watching the next few cattle on feed reports,
particularly the quarterly reports, because those quarterly reports give us this split out of the number of steers and heifers on feed. What we've seen so far is the number of heifers on feed continues to be pretty large. And so really indicative that, you know, those heifers have not been held on the ranch. They've continued to go to feedlots. Now, the on-feed report is a little bit backwards looking. And so if we really started expansion out of this year's calves, we might not really see that in the cattle on feed report yet.
And the next cattle on feed report is coming up on January 24th. Again, that's comments with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension livestock economist David Anderson. Well, effective here at the start of the month, CHS has closed on its acquisition of West Central Ag Services. Farm correspondent Corinne LaRue joins us with more details in this report.
On January 2nd, 2025, CHS officially closed on its acquisition of West Central Ag Services, a cooperative based in Yulin, Minnesota. This strategic move aims to strengthen connections between producers and the global supply chain while delivering increased value to producer owners. The former West Central Ag Services has now become a new ag retail business unit under CHS named CHS West Central. All existing locations will remain operational with grain and agronomy services continuing uninterrupted. The newly formed CHS West Central will maintain its base of operations in Yulin. Jesse McCollum, former CEO of West Central Ag Services, will now serve as Senior Director of Operations for CHS West Central. McCollum expressed optimism about the transition, stating, quote, "This is an exciting time for our owners and our cooperative as we join CHS and become part of the global supply chain through CHS. We are thrilled to be part of the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative to serve farmers in West Central Minnesota for generations to come," unquote. As part of the acquisition, all employees of West Central Ag Services were offered employment with CHS, ensuring continuity in service and operations. The local management team will remain in place, and the producer board that previously served West Central Ag Services will continue its governance role. In addition to this transition, CHS now fully owns Central Plains Ag Services, a former 50-50 joint venture between CHS and West Central Ag Services based in Hanaford, North Dakota. This entity will now operate as part of the CHS Ag retail business in Devils Lake, North Dakota. Reflecting on the alignment between the two organizations, McCollum added, quote, "Joining CHS was the right fit for us. West Central Ag Services and CHS have had a strong relationship for many years based on aligned visions to advance a cooperative system, serve our owners better, and create more value for owners. Now we will do that as one cooperative," unquote. I'm Corinne LaRue.
Thanks, Corinne. And with that, we're out of time here today on AOA. Appreciate you joining us. As always, I'm Jesse Allen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. has now recorded its first fatal case of bird flu. The CDC